5, evaluate every expenditure on how it will benefit the cause of Christ. Evaluate every expenditure. I'm not talking about a latte, but I'm just saying when you come to things that are significant, evaluate their effect on the cause of Christ. Never presume on God. 6, never presume on God. Don't buy things by faith. Well, I'm going to buy this because I think God's going to provide. Oh, really? Well, I'm going to buy this because I think just around the corner there's a job coming. Really? Don't put God in a box. The next one, 7, do not borrow money for depreciating items. Do not borrow money for depreciating items. You know, people borrow money to buy food every day. That's a depreciating item, folks. When you walk out, it's worth nothing. You go out and you have a $50 meal and you put it on credit and you pay interest on it and it has no value. That's a small illustration of it. People buy things on credit that are depreciating items. We always used to talk about the fact that if you want credit to buy a house, that's a different issue because in our economy, that's an appreciating item. Or to develop a business, or to advance an idea, or to create something new, or to do something that's going to produce benefit and pay that back and more, that's using wisdom. But you just don't put yourself in debt for items that have no value when you walk away and all you've got left is the debt and the interest on top of the debt. Never loan people money for essentials in life. Give it. Did you get that? Never loan people money for their essentials in life. Give it. Give it. You can't close up your compassion. 1 John 3:17, we said this morning, don't try to make money on people's distress. That's being done by the banks in this nation, you know. It really is. We don't do that. If you see somebody in need, you don't loan them money, you give the money. Proverbs 19:19. Don't co-sign. Don't co-sign. I'm not talking about with your family or your children, but don't co-sign with a stranger because you now pledge your assets for somebody else's debt. And you now have given up control over what God has given you to control. Develop sales resistance. Another way to say that is stay out of the store. Stay off, what is it, the QVC channel and all the